Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist,
it is my honor and pleasure to welcome to the show a very special guest, Mr. Terry Steele, the writer of Here and Now. Terry, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure, and thank you so much for having me on.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you the best dressed man in smooth jazz, Nick Colleone.
Hello, Terry. How are you?
My guest is Lorenzo Owens. Lorenzo, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. Thank you for coming on.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Mr. Downing.
Yes, Mr. Downing. Hi. My dad. Just call me Will.
Hi, Will. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Music.
Here and now.
And news. This is the Jazz Queen with your smooth Jazz News Minute. And now, your host, the Jazz Queen.
Hello, and welcome to the smoothest show on internet radio, Talking Smooth Jazz. This is the Jazz Queen.
And this is Mike Reynolds.
Michael's a little slow today, y'all. You have to forgive him. Hello,
a little bit tired today. A little bit tired. Just a little bit tired, that's all.
Oh, my goodness, that's too funny. Welcome to another edition of Talking Smooth Jazz. I'm happy to have you guys here. Our guest today is Aziza Miller. She is a singer. She also does a little poetry, and we're going to be playing some music from her CD called Jazz Soetry, which is a combination of jazz, soul, and poetry. She is scheduled to call in at about 1:15 my time, 4:15 Eastern. But I have to give a shout-out, and I've done this before, to the features department at Blog Talk Radio. I think they do such a great job featuring the shows on the homepage, and today's show is no exception. When I submitted this show to be featured on the homepage, I had a different picture to be used, and they found another picture, which is absolutely beautiful, of Aziza. She's wearing this animal print hat and these long white earrings, and it's just beautiful. And so I emailed her and asked her to go check it out on the website before she called in, because the picture that I submitted is the picture that you guys in the chat room are seeing on the home page. That's the picture on the show page. That's the picture I submitted. Well, I'm glad they didn't use that picture, because the one they found is awesome. It is just beautiful. So shout out to the features department at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much. You guys do such a great job on featuring the shows. I like to just scroll through the thing just to see how they design the shows. I think they do such a great job. So thank you so much. Also, you guys remember that Mike and I went to the Capitol Jazz Fest in June, and we interviewed Marcus Anderson, who won the Capitol Jazz Challenge competition. Well, his new CD, From the Heart, is being released next week. They are having a CD release party July 31st at downtown Durham, downtown North Carolina, at the Durham Arts Center, which is at 108 Morris Street, and it's at 7 p.m. Admission is free, so those of you in the Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina area, go check this young man out. He is 25, I think. I think he's 24, right, Mike? Yeah. 24 years old. He's awesome. Just awesome. Yeah. And we interviewed him. I also played his other CD, My Turn, on Jazz Queen Presents. I played it in its entirety. So you can check out Jazz Queen Presents and check out that show to hear the CD. So we're looking forward to getting the new CD, From the Heart. As soon as I get that, I will be featuring it on Jazz Queen Presents as well. But again, the CD release party is July 31st at downtown North Carolina, 108 Morris Street, near the Durham Arts Center at 7 p.m. Admission is free.
Yeah, and let you know, Marcus is very good. Marcus is very good. Like I said, he's played with Marcus Johnson. He played with some other cats. I mean, he's going to be on the rise. Like I said, you should look out for him on some jazz festivals and things like that. Like I said, when you see his name, whether you're in North Carolina or up and down the East Coast, please go and see this young brother. This young brother is very talented.
Definitely. There is a young lady in the chat room called named Val Oliver. Val, if you will go ahead and call in at 646-716-5485 so we can talk about your song. So go ahead and give us a call, and we can go ahead and do that before Aziza calls in. But I want to welcome to the chat room Connie Colbert, D.A. Williams, and Happy to be Nappy. I like that, Happy to be
Happy
Nappy.
To be nappy. Okay, now that's what I'm talking about, Happy to be Nappy.
I like that. That's so cool. Welcome, and thank you for tuning in. Okay, so Mike is in D.C., for those of you that don't know. I'm in Las Vegas, and he is in Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland. So, Mike, what's going on there? What's happening?
Actually, nothing much, too much this week. They have a couple of concerts that was going on. But I know that Boney James will be coming here August 22nd to the Carter Burns, so I'm going to go check that show out. And there's going to be some, I think Peter White and Mindy Abler is going to be on the 13th of August. They're going to be at the Birchmere. So I'm going to check that show out, too. So it's going to be some pretty hot shows coming up, like I said, in the month of August. So definitely want to, you know, get there to check it out and everything. So wherever there's a show, I will definitely try to be there. So you guys know, so definitely.
All right. Okay, so we have Val on the phone. Hi, Val.
Hey, how are you, Terry?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy to be listening to the show today.
Oh, we're happy to have you on. So tell us about your song and what the what's going on with it.
Okay, the song is called All My Life, and it's a jazz instrumental song. And this song is on ReverbNation.com under my name, Val Oliver. And the reason why I'm calling in, and you invited me to call in, is because this song is dedicated to finding answers and solutions to child abuse and neglect. And so I have posted links to this song on Facebook, on Twitter, on all my blogs, sent it out, you know, to friends and family on email, and the response has been incredible. I mean, this song has gone from being in, like, the 200s, you know, locally for the New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut area on the charts up to...
Mm-hmm.
I think it's up to 36 today.
Oh, okay.
And it has also sprung up globally in the jazz category from the I think it was 3,000 like last week, and it's now up to, I think, 1,071. So if people will go to my Blog Talk Radio page, which is blogtalkradio.com/creatorsparrot, you all can participate, and we're trying to get that song up to number one to generate interest, energy, the power of attraction, and intent to finding answers and solutions to child abuse and neglect.
Okay, and it's called Creators, C-R-E-A-T-E-R-S?
C-R-E-A-T-O-R-S,
okay.
P-A-R-R-O-T.
Parrot.
And that's
okay.
The page on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I just posted it in the chat room. Okay.
Okay, I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. All right, well, let's take a listen to the song. It's called All My Life. And let's take a listen to that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. right. That was called All My Life. Now, Val, did you write that?
Yes, I did. And I also need to give a shout-out to the students at the Bloomfield College Music Department because students actually worked with me on this tune as part of a business education project to give them experience working with a songwriter so that mm-hmm. they could learn to prepare songs for demo and have something on their resume. So the producer, the arranger, the musicians, they're all students from Bloomfield College. So I want to thank them, and I want to thank Chris White also, who was the music director.
All right. Well, thank you very much for letting me know about that. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And hopefully you guys will hit your goal on your mark for this song. That's a great cause for child abuse. Definitely is a great cause.
Absolutely. And, you know, for me it's also very healing, too, because I am a survivor of child abuse myself. So, you know, it's personal, and, you know, all of us need to, think more about it. Even the least thing you can do is play that song and be thinking about creative solutions so that we can try and put an end to, alleviate, or diminish the impact of child abuse.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Well, congratulations, and thank you so much for bringing this to my attention. When you go back to the chat room, please post the links. I posted the Reverb Nation link, although I misspelled it and I can't spell, but I had to respell it. But I did post that. So when you go back in, please post any other links that apply to the song so people know where to contact you and listen to the song and promote it or however you want that to happen.
Thank you so much, Terry, and I look forward to listening to the rest of the show.
Thank you, Val, and you have a great day.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
All right, bye-bye. All right, what a great cause for child abuse. That's definitely worth taking a listen to. I also wanted to, for the last couple of weeks, I've been wanting to play this song by Peebo Bryson that I heard at the winery, the Thornton Winery concert, and it was a song that I had not heard before. I thought it was new music by him, but it's not. So the song is called Missing You. It is from his album of the same name, and I'm going to play it now before Aziza calls in.
You never know what you get. I'm missing you. Oh, I'm missing you. When it's time for the stars to shine, that's the time you're heavy on my mind. And I'm missing you. Oh, baby, I'm missing you. Just like the stars when they fall from heaven, like the tears when they fall from my eyes, I can't wait to see you again this side of heaven. Can you see me? I wanna know. Can you see me? Days are gone and winter too. That was the last time that I held you. I'm still missing you, baby. Sacred you are in my memory. Your smile, your laughter still haunt me. I remember you, and baby, I
just like the stars when they fall from heaven, like the tears when they fall from my eyes. I can't wait to see you again this side of heaven. Can you see me? I wanna know, can you see me here? Can you really see me here?
That was Peebo Bryson with Missing You. That I love that song. It's a beautiful song. I had never heard that song before. So I wanted to play that so I can just let you guys hear it too. So I'm still waiting on Miss Aziza to call in. I just called and left her a message. Find out where she is. So I'm sorry. I'm reading Mike's email here.
No, but, you know what, sir? I just to inform you, I contacted Oli Silk and everything, and so he gave me his telephone number and his email address. So I guess we'll be contacting Oli Silk to have him on the show very soon and everything. So like I said, Oli Silk, you know, he was from the he's from the UK, and I thought at one time he was having some problems getting his visa card or something like that.
Yes, he was.
Yes, so now I think he's over here now. I know he performed in North Carolina recently, so I think he's over here now. So we're going to have him on the show as soon as possible. And like I said, I guess we have so many people lined up. You know, I don't know. Like I said, we have any space? I mean, we're booked into what, September now, I think.
September 20th.
Yes.
Open.
Yes.
So yeah, we'll definitely get him in for September for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I would love to talk to him. Definitely love to talk to him.
Well, I said Oli and who else? Like I said, and, that's about it. I think Oli Silk and Jeff Kawasha. I've tried to reach out to him and everything. So we've been back and forth. So I said we're definitely going to work it out to give the Smooth Jazz fans some of the artists that they've been asking for and some unknowns that they've never heard of, so that we can, you know, get a little bit of everything for everybody on this show, you know, like I said, some new stuff, some stuff that you've already heard, so definitely.
Okay. All right, well, let's go ahead and play one of Aziza's songs, and I will try and contact her again. This song is called His Eyes.
Playfully hiding and seeking in the corridors of my willing but occasionally rough side of the mountain. His eyes give me love and replies, Aziza, keep the change. Even when situations get a little strange, he maintains respect and that is good. And he protects my name like he should. For he and I are like blue is to sky, like what is to white, like fireworks that fly on the 4th of July, and we connect like a fishnet like a Siamese brain, like giant steps and chunk, whole train, like paper and pen, like the closest of friends, like again and again, like me liking him, like when I blush and grin, like I was sweet 16 all over again. That my love for this brother is unlike any other, for I find I'm professing and confessing in languages never known, heard, or seen before. Ah, mi amor. For I could sing him like a bach cantata, sip him like a piña colada, fly him like an F-16, make love to him in history. We stay for the pleasure of just being together, for whatever it means, wherever it flies, whatever it seems, is in his eyes.
That was his eyes. Miss Aziza, how are you?
I am fine. How are you?
Pretty good. That was a nice song. I like that song.
Thank you.
His eyes. Yeah. How you doing, girl?
Girl, I'm fine. Just running around here like a crazy lady, you know, just trying to stay above, you know, treading water, but making progress. And I'm happy about a lot of things that are happening in my life right now. But, you know, staying busy, basically.
Oh, good, good. Okay. Tell us. First of all, you said that you weren't able to get on the internet because I wanted you to see the picture, the presentation on the on Blog Talk Radio's homepage of how they're presenting your show. So I have to ask you about this picture. The picture that I submitted is not the picture that they used.
Mm-hmm.
They used a picture of you wearing a animal print hat.
Oh, okay.
And you have on long white earrings.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Oh, that is a
you like that
picture.
One?
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, I was in a moment there. You could feel the attitude, right?
Oh, my gosh. That is a beautiful. I'm so glad they found that picture. I don't know where they found it, but I'm glad they did. It is so nice.
Thank you. Thank you. I had it up on MySpace for a minute, and I just got to put it up on Facebook and some of these other places. They probably found it on MySpace when I had an account there.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ah, yes, really nice. Okay, so tell us about jazz soetry.
Okay, jazz soetry is the poetry of soul and jazz combine to provide a backdrop for my life experiences and, you know, what I'm really about. The summation of all my parts is like what I like to call it.
Okay.
You combine different ingredients to come up with something that I felt would best describe what I'm about right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been put now. You just recently moved.
Yeah,
to
moved,
New York,
moved.
Did you?
No. I moved.
Where?
To Brooklyn. I moved from Harlem to Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
And I'm back in the BK.
Okay. Oh, all righty. And are you performing in the area?
Well, I'm currently on a summer break, and my live shows will kick up again in the fall. Okay, I just got back from Moscow, and I had a gig at Cornelia Street Cafe a couple of nights ago, and a couple of nights before that, I was at Parlor Jazz here in Brooklyn. So I've been blessed. I've been pretty busy, you know, this summer and spring season. But now I'm in pre-production, going back in the studio, so I need time to focus on writing and arranging for the next CD, which I hope to release by the end of this year.
Okay. Now, your bio says that you are a longtime associate and former music director and pianist for Natalie Cole.
That's correct.
How did you meet her?
I was doing a gig in Manhattan at the time. I was playing piano for a singer. I don't remember her name. And there was a man in the audience who was also a pianist, and he complimented me on the way I played, and we exchanged numbers. And 2 weeks later, he called me and said that Natalie Cole was auditioning piano players. She was getting ready to go on tour, and she needed a piano player. He says, why don't you go and make the audition? And I did. And that's how I met Natalie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now you've been playing piano since you were 8 years old, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow, great. Yeah, because I've been reading this bio, too, and I'm like, you know, you can do a little bit of everything. You're a composer, pianist, a poet, arranger, and you've taught school for 16 years as a licensed music teacher.
Yes, I'm a licensed music teacher.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I got my master's from Manhattan School of Music, and I also got my bachelor's degree from the same conservatory. And it's a blessing. I feel really blessed because my parents always encouraged me to get something to fall back on, and that's the best advice that you can give anyone. You know, don't put all your eggs in one basket. I think more is better. The more you can do, the better it is. So if one thing's not jumping off at the moment, you can turn around and do something else.
Yeah. And then I gotta ask you about this Yamaha endorsement deal. What's with that? You a Yamaha endorsed artist?
Yeah, I was endorsed on election day when Obama became president. That's when I got notified.
Oh wow!
Something on the same day. It's like I cried tears of joy for two reasons. So
wow,
it's a good thing. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And you were also Alicia Keys' music teacher.
Yes, I was Alicia's teacher at the Professional Performing Arts School here in New York. And I taught there from 1990 to 1997. And Alicia was in my music class for 3 years. And we spent a lot of time together, you know, during school as well as in an after-school program that I developed at the time. So
do you keep in touch with her? I'm sorry.
I keep in touch with her on occasion, not as much as I used to because her schedule is busy, and thank God my schedule is busy as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm doing what I got to do. She's doing what she has to do, and I'm so proud of her, and I know she's proud of me too, and it's just a beautiful thing, you know?
All right. I want to let you know that Val Oliver is in the chat room.
Hi, is that who I hear in the background? Or is this online? Because
no.
I heard somebody. Is that an echo?
It could be one of my. I might be echoing.
Oh, okay, girl, you were echoing.
It could be me.
I thought it was somebody else with you.
Oh, I'm bad. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. Well,
let me
cool.
turn my volume down. It could be Skype, too. I'm using Skype, so it could
okay.
be Skype. But yeah, we talked to her just at the beginning of the show about her song, All My Life, and the about the child abuse and all of that. So it was really great. So I want to thank you for, you know, referring her.
Oh, you're welcome.
And letting her know about me.
You're very, very welcome.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's listen to some more.
I feel that's what we should do. You know, we're all in this, and any way we can help each other out, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Well, let's listen to another song. This next song is called La Costa, one of my favorites.
Thank you.
Tell me about this one.
Okay, La Costa was written by myself in 1977. My God. And I was inspired by a trip I'd made to South America. I was with Natalie at the time, playing piano for her and conducting the orchestras and whatnot. So when I came back from that tour, I was inspired to write the song because I saw the beauty of, you know, true blues and true greens and colors and, you know, just the vibe and the whole atmosphere. And when I went back on the road with her, I had not at that time discovered my ability to write lyric. So what I did when I composed the song, I sat down, played the chord changes, and I scatted the melody, you know. So the whole thing was a scat. You know, I scatted everything.
Wow.
And when I went back on the road with her, I said, Natalie, listen to this. And she says, oh, my God, can I write words to it? I said, well, absolutely. So she penned the words. I wrote the music. But when I perform it, I just, you know, write it, play it as I conceived it, you know. And I'm so blessed that Ahmad Jamal has picked it up, recorded it several times, Jorge D'Alto, before he passed on. And so many people have come to me and said, you know, that was my favorite song on Natalie's Thankful album. And I had no idea when I wrote the tune that it is a classic. And there's so many people who have responded so favorably to it then and now. So to me, any song that lasts this long is a classic. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
The chat, I have a couple of people in the chat room. The Jazzy Spot, Triple J, says hello.
Hey, Triple. Oh, he's got my T-shirt, too. You know, he's wearing a Jazz Soul Tree T-shirt.
I definitely want to ask you about those T-shirts, too. I definitely want to ask you about those.
Okay.
And Val wants to thank you for letting her know about my show. So thank you.
My pleasure.
As well.
My pleasure.
All right. Let's listen to La Costa. And then when we come back, I want to talk to you about your T-shirt.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, La Costa. That's from the Jazz Soetry Volume 1 CD.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. One of my favorites.
Thank you.
Very nice. Triple J wanted me to ask you about Volume 2. Is that ready yet, or is that the one coming out at the end of the year?
That's the one coming out at the end of the year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Now, I want to ask you, too, Aziza, about you received the Presidential Scholar Distinguished Teacher Award from Bill Clinton. What was it like receiving that award from him?
I was a tremendous, tremendous honor. It was like something that I really can't put into words. You know, I'm used to writing a lot of words, but it was just something that makes you realize that there are people who recognize and appreciate the hard work, the sacrifice, the efforts that you make. Again, it makes me appreciate even more so the sacrifices that my parents and my ancestors made in order for me to be where I am today, because it didn't all come from me. You know, I was guided, I was directed, I was led, I was prayed over, I was prayed for. You know, so it's just a process that manifested itself into recognition that I felt was well-deserved and right on time, actually.
Mm-hmm. All right. How did he find out about you?
Well, there was an essay contest where students had to write an essay about who their favorite teacher was and why. And one of my students wrote an essay, and it was accepted. And as a result of why I was the student's favorite teacher and what changes I made in this person's life, it was. You know, that's how it happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I wanted to let you know that I will be playing your CD in its entirety tonight on Jazz Queen Presents.
Okay.
And I also have a CD.
Let everybody know, Terry.
Okay. And I also have a CD to give away to the first caller, 646-716-5485. If you would like to have her Jazz Soetry CD. And then tell us about the T-shirts.
Oh, okay. The T-shirts are black, white letters, and in the front of it is the word Jazz Soetry. And underneath there is a picture of me. I don't have the hat on. It's not the one with the hat. But
okay.
I might change that, you know, for the next bunch. But it's a nice kind of semi-profile shot. I'm looking down, and I got a lot of compliments on this shirt. And I've got all sizes. I bring them to concerts with me. I can ship them to you online. That's not a problem. You just hit me up on my email address. Tell me your size, how many you want, and I can send them back to you.
Okay. What's your email address?
Lala Ziza. That's LalaZiza at AOL.com. And you reach me like that.
I'll put that in the chat room. How much are they?
They're $20.
Okay. All right. I'll put that in the chat room, and hopefully
Thank
you can
you.
Get some traffic to your T-shirts. I have seen them online. They are very nice T-shirts.
Thank you so much.
What's the website?
Well, right now it's ReverbNation.com.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the best place to reach me. I mean, I'm on several sites, but Reverb is that constant one.
But the best place to reach you for the T-shirts is the AOL address.
Yeah, AOL. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And I will post that in here.
Thank you, Queen.
And get that done. All right, let's get one.
When you coming? When you coming to New York?
To New York? Oh,
yeah.
Look.
When I have my CD release party. How about that?
Ooh, when is that?
I plan to do that in December, possibly at the Blue Note. Or at
Do I have to fly out of JFK?
As you go tell the story about JFK?
Yes, I am.
What happened to you at JFK?
I was there for the Capitol Jazz Fest.
Yeah.
And my flight was to leave out of JFK out of Baltimore, which is crazy. I had to go further east to come back west, and the flight was scheduled to leave out of Baltimore at 6:30 and then out of JFK at 8:30. Well, the the tower in New York delayed our flight, so we didn't leave until 8:30.
Oh.
And when I got there, my flight was gone, and there were no other flights going out that night, and I had to spend the night at the airport.
Oh, my goodness.
For the first time in my life, I spent the night at the airport. I didn't get one wink of sleep at all.
Oh, my God.
And didn't get out until the next morning, like 9 o'clock the next morning was the next flight out for me.
Well, I'll make sure that does not happen to you.
I am not crazy about JFK Airport.
But at least you enjoyed the kind of jazz fest, you know.
Well, you know what? I'd love to come to California. I used to live in L.A. I lived in L.A. for about 10 years. And so, you know, anything happening over there, you know, I can open for somebody, plays at festivals or something like that, let me know.
Okay.
Let us just know, okay?
Okay, definitely. Definitely. Okay. I would definitely let you know that. All
now,
right,
do you perform in D.C. anytime, Aziza?
Do I perform
in D.C. area? In the D.C. area?
No, I have not been invited there.
Okay.
I play where I'm invited. I just got back from Moscow, and they found me online. They dug the music and sent for me, paid for every, you know, round trip, transportation, everything, and I performed at the Union of Composers Club in Moscow, and it was amazing. So I do travel. I just have to be invited and treated right, you know. Treat me right.
Yeah,
I'll do you right.
And you know, we get a lot of artists on the show that say that when they go overseas, the reception that they receive is totally different from the reception that they get over here.
It is. It is totally different. Truly different. And, you know, I'm not going to say better or worse. I'm just going to say just totally different. Because I think they're overseas, they're looking more at the art as opposed to anything else. I mean, you could be 105 years old, for instance, and maybe not had a hit record in ages. It does not matter, because to them, music is art, and good art is ageless and timeless.
Yeah.
And that's where it's at, you know. But unfortunately, in some places, you know, here in this country, it's like, well, when was your last hit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, so I think we have a lot to learn from each other across the board.
Yeah, I totally agree.
All right, let's listen to Yeah. That's another favorite.
I don't get out of here. Oh my God. Okay, all right.
You can tell me about it when we come back.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Oh, shoot.
Lonely, but I ain't nobody's fool. The one who relieves me.
was that?
Oh, my God.
I know there's a story behind this song.
Oh, yes. It's still ongoing, okay?
Oh, it is.
It's still ongoing. Can we talk? All right.
Okay. We got 6 minutes. Do we need more time?
Yes, we will, but I'm going to have to sum it up. Honey, I still don't know how it feels. Okay, I do not know how it feels to be loved for real, honestly. You know, and when I wrote that, it's like, you know, hey, this is my story. This is part of my story. This is part of who I am. And I'm not afraid to, you know, to share it because, you know what, there are other people out there who are going through the same thing.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. A lot of people say they love you because they want something from you or because you're the flavor of the month or because they think you're hot, you're into something, you know. And I don't need that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Love me because you love me. And it has nothing to do with what you think I might be able to do for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When you love somebody for real, it's just about that inner person, that inner being, you know. So I said, you know, instead of me having to go to therapy about this, write about this. I won't be laying up on somebody's couch talking about this. You know what I'm saying? Write about this. Because what's from my heart is going to reach somebody else's. All right? That's how I feel about that. Shoot.
All right, people, we have 4 minutes left. I have this CD to give away, 646-716-5485. If you want it, you need to call in now.
I'm going to have to call and get my own CD, huh?
No.
Oh, no.
If no one calls in, I will be giving it away on the Jazz Queen Presents show tonight at 6:00. So if I don't get a call tonight, right now, then I'll get a call. I'll just, you know, make that offer at 6:00 tonight. All right. Well, oh my gosh, Ms. Aziza, I wish we had more time to talk
me
to you.
Too.
You have to come back.
Me
you
too.
Have to come
I
back.
Enjoyed this. Okay, call me anytime.
Definitely when the new CD comes out, let me know, and we will definitely have you back on.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay, because we definitely want to hear that and talk to you about the new CD. Anything else you'd like us to know before I let you go?
I love you. It's been great
meeting
you.
Oh, we love you, too.
And it's been fun, and, you know, I'm getting great responses from the new music that I perform live, you know. So I know I'm doing the right thing. I'm on the right track. And you all be blessed. And keep doing what you're doing. Keep the music pumping the way you're doing it. And all the best to you.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you for the opportunity to talk to you. Thank you.
My pleasure.
All right. You have a good day.
Okay, you too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
All right. Miss Aziza Miller. Oh, we didn't have enough time to talk to her. She definitely have to come back. definitely check out the CD. Tune in tonight on Jazz Queen Presents, and I will be playing it in its entirety. Nobody's calling. You got 3 minutes still to call in and get the CD if you want it. Otherwise, I'll, you know, give it away on Jazz Queen Presents tonight, 646-716-5485. All right, Mike, you're on your way to your boxing weigh-in tonight.
No, actually, the weigh-in was last night. Actually, his match is tonight. It starts at 8:00. The first bout starts at 8:00. The doors open at 6:30. Maurice Barham, a heavyweight boxer that I have, he's 2-0 right now, and he's fighting a guy, Maurice Winslow from North Carolina, tonight at Du Burns Arena in Baltimore, Maryland. So by the time the next show tomorrow, he'll be 3-0. That's guaranteed.
So
like I said, hey, you know, if he doesn't win, he's walking home by himself. I'm leaving him out there.
This
is going to be pretty good. It should be pretty good tonight. So if you guys are in the Baltimore, Maryland area, come on out to Du Burns Arena and, like I said, check the fight out. Yeah.
Okay. And sign up for our Talking Smooth Jazz online newsletter going out August 1st. If you would like to be on the list, email me at talkingsmoothjazz@yahoo.com. There's also a sign-up box on the profile page on my Blog Talk Radio profile page. There's a sign-up box there as well. The newsletter will be going out August 1st, so if you want one, sign up for it. All right, that is the show. Tomorrow we will be talking to saxophonist Michael Palermo tomorrow. So I hope you tune in. This you've been listening to The Smoothie Show on Internet Radio, Talking Smooth Jazz. This is the Jazz Queen.
This is Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you tomorrow. Have a smooth day.